Probably hit recording. Hey, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Feature Podcast. I have a fabulous guest whose film I found for a change. He didn't have to send it to me. What a lucky break for him. I have Brian Theron here and his film Pancake Man, which is wild ride, people. You need to see it. Available on TV and I'm sure Amazon. Just run a search for it, you'll find it. And welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I would like to discuss the basic concept at the beginning, where the
Okay.
idea came from. I mean,
Okay.
I think you're a Jason Statham fan. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it really
Jason
feels like
Statham.
just
Oh,
your version of a Jason Statham movie.
is that because the lead actor kind of resembles a Jason Statham kind of
I know I
character?
say more your filmmaking kind of gave it to me.
Oh,
The
okay.
fast, quick cuts, and I mean, Beekeeper, I see in here. I see a lot of Safe. I mean, just Jason Statham action in general.
You know, what year did Beekeeper come out? Do you remember?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. So we made this movie before Beekeeper. I think Fast Cuts kind of resembles like just it reflects the attention span of human beings today, and that's what I like to do, faster cuts.
Great.
I think this movie is kind of like a Snatch or a Lock Stock, more of a Guy Ritchie
Okay,
feel.
I'll give you that, but that's definitely going the same direction.
Sure, yeah. I mean, Guy Ritchie, brought Jason Statham out, so there you go. But yeah, the beginning scene, asking about the beginning scene, it's very influenced by the movie Falling Down,
Yep.
where Michael Douglas tries to get breakfast and he couldn't get breakfast. That's basically our starting point in this story.
Okay. The weapon of choice seems to be a fork most of the time.
Yeah, it turns out that he kills a lot of people with a fork. Yeah.
Why a fork?
I think killing people with a fork is a little bit more interesting than killing
Oh,
people with a
I think it's
gun.
awesome. Please don't think I'm
Well,
challenging.
we even have a scene in the film where he has the opportunity to just shoot somebody with this gun, and he puts down the gun like he doesn't like it or he's allergic to it or something, and he's like, "No, I'm just gonna keep with a manhandling, brute force and fork fetish." You know what I mean? So I don't know if it was a conscious decision. It kind of just, once you start writing these things, it goes in a direction and you kind of like just go with it, I think.
Okay. You do in the film early on have an argument about breakfast. It kind of kicks off the film. Is that a normal thing you've observed, or is that just what your crux was the whole time?
I'd say it's pretty normal. That obviously the scene in Falling Down where Michael Douglas is refused is kind of an exaggeration, but it does happen all the time. Once it gets here, at least once it gets past a certain time, people don't serve the other menu, right? In our story, it was more on the restaurant's fault. They stopped a little early and they were just being lazy about it because they're cleaning this grill and moving to this grill, and I think it just kind of went in that direction. I will say this, and I don't know if you guys have this out in Canada. Do you have restaurants where you order at the register and then go sit down, or is it mainly a waitress or waiter serving you?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, we do have a few of them. I mean, there's not many, but yeah, I see a few.
So those are common here in Long Beach. You order and then you go sit down, or you get a number or whatever. And the reason why I brought that up and ask is I had a meeting with a pretty big manager at some point. It was pretty recently, actually. And he said when he watched the trailer, he couldn't get past the idea of it being at a register. And he's like, that doesn't happen at restaurants. You only have a waiter and a waitress and they come up to your table. And this stuck with me because I was thinking, like, some people will probably have that response if they've never seen a restaurant like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
oh, okay, you don't understand that there's a register there and that's where they're paying ahead of time instead of after. And then I started thinking about it in depth because I think I overthink things, and I'm like, Man, it must be nice to only be at fancy restaurants where you have a waiter all the time. So maybe that was the thing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, maybe that he's only used to people serving him. And I guess I'm not. So it's a different thing. But you've seen it, so I guess it's not that much out of the ordinary.
No, it worked for me. I mean, I do get
Yeah.
the Michael Douglas angle. I felt a little more Jason Statham, but I do see the falling down angle too. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to say you have a lot of extras in your film. Constant, lots of people all over the place, especially in the restaurant scenes.
Yeah.
Are they extras, friends of yours, or who are they?
It's half and half. Most people I know, when you're doing these independent films, you kind of pull a lot of favors. You ask all your buddies, "Hey, can you show up and do this stuff?" There was some people, some extras. We got through Indiegogo because we did a crowdfunding for this. So they got on set by donating to our funds, so they got to be an extra. And then some people were friends, and some people, I think we did a casting call, and like sometimes when you do casting calls, you say, "Hey, if there's any other roles or if you want to show up, would you be interested in that?" And they say yes. So it was, I feel like it was a sprinkle. And I think my sound guy brought a whole table that was really good. I felt like that's the other thing. Like sometimes, I don't know if you watch movies like I watch movies, but I watch the extras and I watch like how much they put into their extra performance. And sometimes it's really beneficial. You know what I mean? Sometimes you bump up an extra to do other things, you know, like get shot or get stabbed or even save lines. In independent film, anything can happen. You know, it's a much easier thing for you to just say, "Hey, can you say this? Can you move this guy, bump into him?" You know, stuff like that.
Let's discuss the actual restaurant. Where is it and how did you find it?
Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about the beginning one or the
We're
end
ta I want to start.
finale?
We're going to get to the finale. Well, I have a whole stack. We can do all the locations now if you want. You have multiple locations in this film. Let's start the
Yeah.
first one with the blinds closed.
Okay, yeah, so that is a restaurant that I rented. It is in Long Beach. It's called George's Cafe, and it's a 50s diner. It has a really, you know, certain look to it. I think
Oh, I
it
like it. It
was,
totally worked
yeah.
for the picture. Like, I totally believe this happened. Like, if I read
Good.
this on the news, I'd be like, yep, that makes perfect sense for this diner. Like, it looks like that kind of location.
Right,
Okay, you have a
right.
house location I think you used twice.
The same house.
Yes.
I use, well, as Jerry's house. Jerry is our main character, Jerry,
Yes.
aka the Pancake Man. So that is a buddy of mine's house that he did work on the film. I think he was script supervisor and PA. That's my buddy Chris's house. We used his garage mainly. And yes, a walkthrough in his house where the guy gets hit in the frying pan and then he gets tortured.
Nope.
That's my buddy Chris's house. So that's another buddy. Didn't have to rent that one.
And the graffiti room is friggin' awesome.
Thank you. I did all the graffiti with me and my buddies did all the
Really?
graffiti.
That is some nice work. I'm gonna give you full
Thanks.
props for that. I really like that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the Destroyer's hideout. And it's a warehouse that actually my street team had. They don't have it anymore. But my buddy George, he has a whole street team that puts up our posters and stuff like that, and that's their headquarters. He also let me borrow his dog for the movie too, Bruce. That little the what was it called? It's a bulldog, but it's a certain type of bulldog. Bruce was excellent actor.
I want to go back. How long did it take
Oh,
you to
sorry.
do the graffiti room? Like, I mean, you're a graffiti artist, we know that, but how long does it take you to do something like that? Because that looks elaborate to me.
I think it was one day. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how many hours, but one day I did all the Destroyer stuff. So when they walk in slow motion, all that stuff. To the left, I have a buddy that painted his piece. It says Igor. To the right, it says Fish. So I did it with two other buddies, and they kind of concentrated on their pieces, and I concentrated more on the gang stuff, the you know that, and the door, you know, that says "Keep the fuck out" for Cyrus. Cyrus is our main bad guy, I guess.
So the retail store, it's fascinating. I've never seen anything with this much stuff in it, different things.
The retail store that KG, aka Bandit, walked in and kind of
Yes.
like pretends to steal stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so that is a real shop. That's my buddy's shop called Bad Fish, and Bad Fish is in San Pedro, California. And he let me just shoot that as long as I didn't shut down the store. So I got that location for free.
And the clothing store?
That is the clothing store, Bad Fish Clothing.
Okay, there's batches closing. Oh, okay. So they're both the same. You have another one that looks like they have stuff on pegs everywhere.
Stuff on pegs.
Yeah, Bagfish, I have. He's got a mask. They're trying to find the mask to buy.
Oh, that's a 99-cent store. That's a real 99-cent store. It's actually right down the street from my house. I did have to pay for that one. Not much. I think it was a few hundred. We're pretty much in and out, but that's a real store, and they let us shoot it as the same thing as long as we didn't shut it down. But that's the only really location that I did not like our lighting setup because,
I could see that.
yeah, it's a long story, but ultra fluorescent lights, these certain windows and certain angles, the way it kind of pissed me off. Because if you compare that to other scenes, also that scene was shot on an iPhone, so
Really?
that's yeah, about 30% of this film was shot on an iPhone with the Blackmagic app, and then the
Okay.
other 70% was done on a RED camera. So it's matching those two footage. So that one in particular, I did not like the lighting as much, but you had to have that scene because you had to have the relationship between our Bonnie and Clyde kind of characters. And obviously they had to get masks, right?
Of course, they have a hospital.
We have a hospital that's at Envision 8 Studios. So that's actually a studio. We did one studio day. And we shot the hospital, the lawyer's office where Jerry is getting reamed, and he wants to keep his dog. And I think we shot one other thing there, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah, that's a
Okay.
studio.
We have two more to go. We're talking of so many locations. I'm sorry. A
Yeah.
bar and a gym.
Right. The gym is my gym. It's Hard Works boxing gym here in Long Beach. In fact, ever since that movie, I think I've been using it in all my movies. I believe it's in Fear Anonymous, and it's in this movie we just did, Deadass. So I've been keeping that theme alive. I use all the locations that I go to, obviously. So that's my gym, and then the bar. Let me think. Oh, the bar we rented. That's a nightclub. Yeah. That we rented in San Pedro. That was the funnest day on set, by the way, because I got to act in that scene. I'm a character in the movie. And acting's really fun. Sometimes when you're directing and producing, it's a lot of work and stress. But when you're acting, it feels a lot more fun. And I had my AD kind of take over. I was like, hey man, you're gonna run today. I have to rehearse. I have to get this acting in. But that was in San Pedro, and I don't even know how to pronounce that bar. Principles, something like that. It's a Spanish name, but it's a very good nightclub. I don't know if you paid attention to that scene, but it's a real nightclub. We did shut it down. As long as it opened at, I think, 5 p.m., and I did have to pay. That was probably the most expensive one. I think that was like 11 or 1200 to do
Wow.
that. Yeah.
Okay. As an actor and a director and doing probably most of the work of the film, I know you're directing people. I know you care about, do you could make yourself harder on yourself than any other actor? Because it's your film.
It's actually very difficult to direct and act and produce. So I don't know if I'm harder on myself. Like, you mean like, oh, I have to do good while I'm acting
Yes.
or something like that? Yeah, I'll be honest. I think one thing suffers when you do that. Like, I can't see it any other way. I don't know about how hard, because since I wrote these things, I pretty much know how it should look. I'm editing it, I know how it should look. So to me, it's a lot of fun, because to me, acting it's light work, you know what I mean? It's just fun. But I wouldn't say I'm hard. I just know that something's suffering. I think if you're delegating correctly, it could work. Also, money would help if you had more money, because you could delegate more people and pay them. You know what I mean? I like to always have people paid on my sets, because it makes them feel like it's a little bit more important. It makes it serious. So I don't know. If I had more money, I think I would act more in my films. But normally it's an accident, to be honest. Like, wasn't planning on doing this role that we're talking about right now. I actually wrote that for someone else. I couldn't get them, so I did it. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm hard on myself. I don't like editing myself, I'll tell you that. You know what I mean? I don't like looking at myself and going, "Oh man, you're getting old, bro." But it is what it is. I don't know. I think I'm hard on actors if they don't know their lines, you know? And I wouldn't say I'm hard on them like I yell at them like some directors, but I'm hard on them thinking in my mind, like, if you're not taking this seriously, like, I can't hire you again. I need to have people on the team that know their shit. That's the bare minimum, come with your lines memorized. And you'd be surprised how many people don't. You'd be really
I'm just gonna
surprised.
ask that. Really?
You'd be surprised how many people don't memorize their lines. And then also you'd be surprised on, like, people that freeze up when the camera hits them. That's a thing too. So, as a director, you have to do your best to just vet people and figure out who's going to come through and who's not. But I don't think I've ever yelled, "Oh, wait, no, I take that back." One of my buddies, Buck Stallion, I've yelled at him on set. Buck Stallion is, God, what'd he play in this movie? He was in this movie. He's in all my movies. I got a buddy, but we did a thing a long time ago. And we did this TV show called Real Acting. It was like a short webisode series. And he showed up and he didn't have his lines memorized. And they were literally like two sentences. So I got really mad, because he didn't know his lines, and I'm like, "Okay, we'll go over there and rehearse your lines." So he's going over here, and then I'm taking somebody else, right? And then his phone goes off, and he talks on the phone. He does all this shit, ruining this guy's take over here. So I go, "Get the fuck out of here!" Like, I started getting all mad at him. But I never do that normally. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's based on relationship. Like, we're obviously close friends. You know what I mean? So I think things are different if you're close friends. Like, I wouldn't do that to like a professional actor that I ha casted or whatever. You know what I mean? And it would make me look like an asshole. But that was just a small thing. You know what I mean? I was
So
hard
now I'm
on him,
worried
though, I
about,
guess.
how do you take podcasts in that don't watch your film? I mean, you're here for promotion, obviously, and a good
Oh man.
conversation, I would think. Like, do you get annoyed at them too?
If they haven't seen it?
If I showed up today and we're
Yeah.
talking about Pancake Man, which
Yeah,
we
yeah, yeah.
are, and I have not watched the film,
It's happened. I've done a few podcasts that they haven't watched it.
do you get annoyed?
No, I don't get annoyed. It's just, if I was in your shoes, I would have watched it. Do you know what I
Well, I would
mean?
hope. I don't know, because I only watch the film.
Right,
I've
right, right.
never done anything when I haven't watched it, so that would be
I think,
very weird for me.
well, everybody works differently. Every set is different. Every podcast is different. You know what I mean? Like, I got on a podcast the other day. The mics were crappy. This was going on, that was going on. Then they decided to read this fucking horrible review of Pancake Man, and I couldn't even defend myself or talk about it or do anything, because the mics were all shitty. Do you know what I mean? So everybody works differently, to answer your question. And I would definitely do what you do. I would watch the movie to talk about the movie, to talk about this person, do an investigation of the person, know a little bit about him, know what other projects he's been on or he or she's been on, But that's just me. Not everybody works like that.
I don't know, it's just weird. Okay, back to Pancake Man. That was a good segue. Music, it's here, but it's just not here. I want to say that. It sort of just adds to what I'm watching. I don't find it set aside. I don't feel the music's presence. I feel it's just there to accompany.
The music is so I have one sound guy that does all my stuff. I don't really make any movies without him. His name's Jihad. And he put together that kind of like Rage Against the Machine type of
Mike
feel.
loved it.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the theme that I was going for the whole time. I kind of just gave him a few notes and he went with it. I don't think I adjusted much from what he did. Like I said, he's kind of like my guy. So he did the scoring. He did all the sound. If you look at the credits of this movie, you would literally see like 12 credits that he was a part of, including Foley and sound effects and everything. Boom mic,
Okay,
So
since you're
yeah.
bringing it up, I'm going to say I did watch the credits because it's an after credit scene.
Yeah.
So, just
Yeah.
so you know, I did watch the credits and there's an after credit scene.
Right.
I'm going to ask right now, is there a Pancake 2?
I wrote the beginning to Pancake Man 2. I think there should be a Pancake Man 2. That all has to do with money, man.
Of
These things
course.
cost money to make. So if we can get the money, then there's absolutely a Pancake Man 2. I only technically have the beginning written. I think I have 15 pages, but I know exactly what happens. You know what I mean? So,
Perfect.
yeah.
So the look of the Pancake Man, I like it. I really like he's kind of faded. I don't really know him for a while. You know what I mean? I like the way he comes in. I like he's very quiet. I like the look. I just want to know how big he is underneath all the clothes.
He's a pretty short guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a short guy, but he's pretty strong.
He
He
looks
work.
strong, but it's just hard to tell.
Yeah, we don't have any. You know what? I want to say you could kind of see him in, the scene where he has the fight with his wife, the
Yeah.
flashback of the fight with the wife. You can kind of notice how big he is. He's a pretty strong guy. He's just shorter. Yeah, I don't know if I have plans to sh well, maybe in a flashback we might show how strong he is in the next one, if we get around to it. But yeah, that's a good point. He is pretty strong guy though.
Okay, there's an 8x10 on the wall in the house when the guy dances. Behind him, you see a bunch of 8x10s hanging up. Clearly see it when he's dancing. Who are the 8x10s of?
So that is a Pier Space rental. So those are the people that live in that Pier Space.
Okay.
It's just a house. Yeah, it's just a house that I rented. That's in Long Beach as well. Yeah, so I don't know those people technically. But that's a good thing to ask because sometimes we insert things and we did insert things in this movie because of those crowdfunding things. The crowdfunding usually has perks where put your photo in the movie, and my buddy Greg Talley, not Greg. Greg Talley was a producer, but Greg's buddy, oh, now I'm going to forget his name, but this guy always puts pictures in like pretty much every movie I've seen him, like all these independent movies. This one dude puts his now I'm pissed. And now I'm gonna not think of his name. But anyway, he's in there. So if you look at the scene where KG is robbing the house, same spot you're talking about. I did insert something in there, and he's in that shot.
Okay.
It's fun doing that stuff. It's fun inserting little Easter eggs. But the ones that you described, those are just there. You know what I mean?
Oh, I
Like
didn't
those are
know.
just
I thought
there.
it might be an Easter egg. I said I better go after that because I'm seeing things, so
Right. That's a lot. That's a lot of Easter eggs to have like that many.
I don't
Now,
know. You could have put the whole cast up there just for fun in the back. I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
that would be pretty amazing. There is something like that in these newer movies that I'm making. I am trying to do more of that because I like that a lot.
So do I. That's why I was asking. Working
Yeah.
with blood, how is it?
Working with blood? Honestly, it's pretty annoying. I don't feel like it did what I wanted it to do in this movie. And that's I don't know how to describe it. I wanted different things. I'll give you an example. We have a scene at the end of the movie, and there's forks going into somebody like this, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I wanted was blood to fly out. It's a lot of slow motion stuff in that scene.
No, it's
I
fine.
wanted blood to fly out in slow motion. Period. Now, after we did it, after we did a take or two or whatever, blood's everywhere, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, we did this, we did that. And it did not do what I wanted it to do,
Of
right?
course not.
So I go to the FX guy. I'm like, well, why is the blood not, doing this? And his answer was, well, she has hair. And I'm like, well, yes. Most women, good amount of women, have long hair, and that's something that you have to work around. You know what I mean? Like, it can't just be that's the reason you can't do something. So, but listen, you only get one or two shots with this blood shit. If it's a splat or throw, whatever, it's only one or two things because, and she, this actress I'm talking about, was covered in blood. It was everywhere, on the ground, everywhere. And we have to clean that up to move on to something else or do something else. And I didn't have the opportunity to do, I don't have the money either to do multiple takes and da da da, what you really want. You're doing independent film. So to me, I don't really like blood stuff, practical, but I think it could look better than post. You know what I mean? Because there is a
Oh, I
few
agree.
post blood things in this, and you know what I mean? Like, it's there, but it's not a focal point, thank God, because I don't know. It just looks a certain way, right? So I usually like practical, but it is a bitch to work with. So by the way, I still have so much blood from this movie that I've been using it in the last three movies. We've used the same
Great.
blood from Pancake Man. So that's a good thing.
So working with blood is obviously not your favorite thing to do. We're getting there.
Right.
What is, do you make the blood yourself, or do your special effects guy make the blood, or how do you do it? I mean, you got some saved, so that's even better.
Yeah, I have a lot left over. The effects guy made the blood. It's pretty good. And I would say, I don't want to seem like I'm complaining about blood. It's just that I haven't had the time and the money to make the blood do what I want it to do. I think that's a better response to it. Do you know what I mean? But it's like
I
right
do.
away when you ask, it triggers. You know what I mean? It triggers this thing that I'm thinking about. I wanted this and I wanted that, and we got this and we got that. But we're lucky to get what we got at all because independent film is it's an interesting world to live in.
Okay, now I do want to go to one Easter egg. There's a calendar in the bedroom. Your
Yeah.
birthday is on that calendar. Is there a reason why?
I think my wife did that. Let me see. Hey, honey, when you made the cat, well, we made it together, I think. The calendar and Pancake Man, did you put my birth date in there?
Calendar?
Remember the calendar?
No.
And the wedding?
Oh.
Do you remember we made a movie called Pancake Man, honey?
Yeah. Yes, I did remember that. Yeah.
Did you put my birthday?
I don't know if I
Okay.
did. I can't remember.
All right.
That was decades
That was
ago.
decades ago. All right. Well, it seems that she doesn't remember, but I feel like she put my birthday in there. We put
She
little
did.
Easter
I
eggs.
made me laugh so hard. I'm like, wait, why is the director of the film's birthday on this calendar when the guy opened it?
I mean, you'd have to know my birthday
I
to
wouldn't know
know
if it
that.
was real. So that was my next question. It was it your real birthday on the calendar?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I wonder. That's another question. Do we still have that calendar, or is that? Oh. Guess we don't have that calendar anymore. I
It's
bet
all
you
good.
we. I think we do, though. I think we have that calendar. I have a lot of props from these movies. I hoard them.
Okay, you do. I want to go to the torture scene. I guess I want to know if it's a low light or a smoke at it.
We added smoke.
Okay, so there's a smoke in the background because I wasn't sure. I go, it looks very smoky, but again, nowadays with VR effects and stuff, like you could add that in, no problem on me. But it
You
felt very practical.
can, yeah. That was not post, that was all practical. Yeah.
Okay, you have numerous fight scenes, and I mean numerous. Are they all choreographed ahead of time? And if you do choreograph them, how much time do you spend on them?
That's a good question. We did do stunt choreography for the beginning fight scene.
So the opening
And
one.
correct, the opening we did do choreography for at a place with Matt. We did it at Homeland Cultural Center, and I forget how many hours we did. Not a lot, like maybe 4 hours. And we practiced the fighting from the beginning opening scene where he, picks up, where the big guy picks him up. The big guy's name's Derek Easley. He's one of the producers on the film as well. And so we rehearsed that scene, and then we did some rehearsing with the end scene with Danny T and Pancake Man. And the guy that plays Danny T, he is one of the stunt guys, or used to be a stunt guy at that pirate, the pirate, it's kind of like medieval times, but it's with pirates.
I
I don't
don't
know if you
know.
guys have.
I
Do you have
think we
those
have
in?
something similar at we have an amusement park that has a pirate boat over the water. So
Okay.
they do a bunch of jumps off it and things. So I think it might be similar to that. I'm guessing.
They do shows
They do
there.
shows for free
Right.
shows and it's on the water, so they're all jumping off the thing and bouncing on trampolines and stuff like that. So that's what I'm guessing when I'm looking at.
Right. So he was a stunt coordinator for that. He's very active, so he helped out a lot in that aspect. Aside from that, everything else was kind of on the fly, more on the fly. Again, I would love to have more time for just that. That is definitely something that I would want rehearsal for my future projects. A little bit longer than what we had for this. Again, independent film.
Okay, last question. In the casting of Pancake Man, did you know him ahead of time? Or is he just a, I need a man, looks like this?
Yeah, I knew him ahead of time. We planned it. We knew from the get-go that he was going to be Pancake Man, which I was talking earlier about Greg Talley. Greg Talley was going to be in the movie too. He's my buddy that produces stuff, and he produced this movie, but he couldn't based on scheduling, so I had to get someone else. But his buddy, this guy Rudy Ledbetter is his name. If now start watching independent films, you will see this guy in almost everything, at least a picture of him, because he always donates to campaigns that are, funding. And he has these Easter eggs in all these little movies. He's notorious. And I
I'm
thank
just going to
him.
refer. I watch independent film 3 times a week. So I
So
want
you're
to
going to see
say
him.
that I
You're going to see
probably
him.
may have seen them and I just don't know. I've been running my own podcast. I have no choice now but to watch independent film
You're
constantly.
going to see him, bro. He's in there. He's got a look. You won't forget him. Once you see him once, you can't unsee him in like 20 movies, 30 movies, you know?
Okay. I'm going to move on to some fun questions because if you've done your research, you know I ask these every show, but I know you haven't, so you're out of
No, I haven't done the research.
So
And
I'm
I
good.
guess I
I did.
apologize for that, but you know, I didn't have a link or anything. You know what I mean? You didn't send me a link and say, "Hey, this is my podcast,"
Nope.
at all. You just said, "Hey, do you want me to interview you about Pancake Man?" I said,
Correct.
"Yeah."
And that's what I want to do. That's why you need to ask me, but I works both ways, I always argue.
I would have done research. I would have. I apologize for
I'm
not,
just bugging
but
you. I really don't care.
I would
It's
have
just
though.
a fun thing.
I do like to do research most of the time. I'm
Okay.
sorry.
Your first time on the show, I need your favorite film.
My favorite film?
Yeah.
I don't think I have just one. There's so many.
Give me four. Give me two,
Give me
whatever you
four?
want. I'll take
Okay,
four.
I'll give you four. Fight Club,
Great
The
film.
Warriors,
Oh, the old eight, yeah, great. I saw that on VHS. I'm old.
Warriors is excellent.
I might have saw it in theaters. I'm trying to figure out what year it came out. I might have seen it in
You
theaters.
can't be that old.
I am that old. It's what year did
That's
it
an
come out?
old
80
movie.
something? 87?
I think it came out in 1980.
Okay, I would have been nine. So no, I probably saw it in VHS.
Yeah, it's not for a 9-year-old, I think, too.
No, I
I
would have.
think you.
Well, I would have watched it because my parents never cared what I rented.
Really? I guess they. I don't know if they were they renting things in 1980? I
Yeah,
think it was.
100%.
Really?
Yes.
When did video stores become video stores? What year?
You better check because I would have seen it because I know I saw it. I'm guessing 80s.
Maybe not
Because I
even
remember
80.
seeing Phantasm 1 and 2 on a video store rack because I rented them just because they had a cool cover.
That does have a cool cover.
So I remember renting those for that. Zapped, I remember with Scott Baio clearly on the rack because he would have been early 80s because of Happy Days.
The late 1970s.
There you go. See?
The video station in Los Angeles in 1977.
And I'm talking 80, so I was nine. So yeah, that definitely would have made sense to me.
Trippy. I remember when they had Beta versus VHS. Do you remember
We
that?
had a beta player.
Wow.
And
Yeah,
my
that's back
dad
in the day.
rented it. My dad would rent the beta player.
All right, back to the favorites. Okay. Stand By Me is probably one of my top movies that's ever been made. So Stand By Me has to be up there. True Romance used to be very high on my
I
list.
love that film.
Yeah. And I really do like Guy Ritchie movies, you know, like Snatch and Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction is one of my, high on the list as well.
Number two, one film you should recommend everybody see.
Brick. If you have not seen Brick, you should
Course, I've
see
seen
it.
Brick. Love
Yeah,
Brick.
Brick is excellent. There's a newer movie called Pawn Shop Chronicles
That
that
I
I
have
think
not
is,
seen.
watch it. That is an excellent film. It has a huge cast. Paul Walker's in it. So
I'll watch it. I put it on my list. I'll watch it
that
tonight.
movie's excellent. So my recommendations, Brick, Pawn Shop Chronicles, and if you haven't seen Love and a 45, that shit's dope.
How do you know Love and a 45 with Gil Bellows? That is
Love and a
such an obscure,
45,
one of
so
my
good.
favorite films that nobody has ever seen.
It's good. It's
See?
just a
And
good
isn't Renee
movie.
Zellweger in that too? Isn't that the girl in it?
She's the
Zellweger?
lead.
There you
She's the
go. See,
lead.
I have seen Love and a 45. Not bad, Paul, eh?
Yeah, she's the lead. I mean, there's a lot of movies you could recommend, but I like to recommend movies that primarily people have never heard of, never seen.
Yeah, Pawn Shop Chronicles you caught me on, so I know what I'm watching
Good.
tonight. It'll be Pawn Shop Chronicles.
Dude, it's dope. I think it's one of my favorite new movies I've seen. And then this isn't even my genre, and it might not even be yours, but have you seen Rental Family?
Yes, I loved it. Oh my God.
It's
Blew me
so
away
good.
how much I love that film. Yeah, when
Right.
he's in Japan. Oh my God. I was
It's
like, this is going to be
excellent.
terrible. I was
Right.
going in expecting nothing for that film,
Right.
and I was bawling by the end.
Right.
Film.
Yeah.
Tears were got my kids were looking at me, okay. I'm like, oh my God, this film's amazing.
Yeah, it's
Yes.
a good movie. It's a drama, but
So good.
it just hits certain things.
Oh,
And if you've
hit me
ever been to
hard.
Japan, that
I have
even
not.
hits harder. My wife is Japanese, so we've been to Japan, and it's very realistic. The culture there is different, yeah, that's a good movie. I recommend that movie. But that's again, and you know what? That movie got snubbed for the Oscars. It wasn't
It
even
should
nominated
not.
for anything.
Not nothing. It's so good.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
bullshit, but that's a good movie.
You shoot at many restaurants in this, many nightclubs. Do you have a favorite nightclub or restaurant?
I like, there's a few restaurants in Long Beach that I like. One is called Firkins. That is a very excellent restaurant. The other is called Shin. Shin is a good restaurant. That is a Thai slash Japanese restaurant. And I have a favorite bar called the V Room in Long Beach, California. So everything's in Long Beach.
Well, that's where you live. That's what's going to work. Before we
Sure.
let you go, we should tell everybody where they can find all your films because I only know Pancake Man.
Okay. Then I guess I should have recommended my other films when you asked for re
Listen,
recommendations.
if you guys want to watch our YouTube and extra features on YouTube, you'll see a bunch of posters behind them. I presume they're your
Oh
own
yeah.
films.
That's yeah, Half Dead Fred. I recommend that one. Half Dead Fred is on Tubi for free. We just actually re-released this movie is called The Heat of the Beat. It's a comedy cop show. That is on We released it on YouTube. So that's on YouTube. This is on Tubi and Amazon. This is Real Acting. That's that webisode series that I got mad at my buddy Buck Stallion on. That's on YouTube, I think. That's a short form comedy thing. But I recommend Half Dead Fred if you like noir, if you
I
like
love
go
noir.
it's noir, it's ghost noir. So
Good. Sounds great.
Yeah, the pacing's slower than Pancake Man, but it has like one of those reveals very similar to like Sixth Sense kind of feel. Like, you know how when you watch The Sixth Sense, you kind of don't know what you're watching for a little bit? You're like, well, I don't know what's going on here. Tell me.
I agree. I agree.
There's a little hint of that, and then at the end, it's like, oh, okay. I like movies like that. I like twists at the end, you
So
know?
do I.
Yeah, I like the twist. So I recommend that movie. You could find my movies. You can find Pancake Man on Tubi and Amazon. Currently, I am playing. Actually, if you're in Pittsburgh, I'm playing my new movie Fear Anonymous next Saturday. But I don't know if you're in Pittsburgh or not. If you're probably in Canada, you have a strong Canada base, or are they all over the world?
I have an all over the world from Germany to I have people listening in Russia. It's insane.
Well, the Germans and the Russians aren't going to Pittsburgh,
But I do have a lot of Americans too.
but I have this movie called Fear Anonymous. It's still in the festival and playing in theater circuit, but it's gonna be released soon. That will probably be released on Amazon. And currently, I'm editing right now on a movie called Dead Ass, which is a zombie comedy, very similar to like Shaun of the Dead.
Excellent.
So I got stuff coming out, but yeah, go check out Half Dead Fred. Half Dead Fred's a good one.
Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.